Little me.
Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige, and this is the Dear Little Me podcast,
where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
So make sure you guys subscribe if you're a fan of Demi. We update you every single Monday,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all day.
Who knows? And we throw random videos in there. Sometimes you don't see us for a couple weeks, but we're trying to be more consistent. We have some content coming because we are going to be seeing can you believe that we are about to see Demi together for the third time in 1 year?
That's wild to me. Yeah. I never thought we would see Demi again after the Atlantic City happened. So,
right?
So
like we're making up for lost time, and I have to say that's pretty impressive. But we're going to be in Philly. If you guys are going to the 4th of July show, we'll be celebrating America with Demi. That's all we
I'd rather see Demi than deal with fireworks and all that. So
I know. Well, there's gonna be the fireworks afterwards, and I have to say, when I did see Demi in 2016, it was the best fireworks show I've ever seen. And from the pictures that I've looked at for the 4th of, like, past 4th of July's of where we're going in Philly, they look really cool. So I'm kind of excited for the fireworks, but obviously most excited to see Demi with you again.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Speaking of this concert, it is more of like a, I don't want to say like mainstream concert, but Demi is performing alongside Ludacris.
Yeah.
So people are saying that Demi's going to be performing more of like their popular songs. So we're assuming like Sorry Not Sorry, I Love Me, songs like that.
I Love Me? You think I Love Me?
I don't know. It was...
Out of all the popular songs, you say I Love Me.
Well, we've never heard I Love Me live, so it'd be fun.
Yeah, there's that emo version or whatever, so yeah. I don't think we will be hearing I Love Me, though. But that would... I wouldn't mind. I would be acting as if it was my favorite song ever if I performed it. Okay.
But if you guys the Philly show, definitely comment down below so we know who's coming.
Yes, we would love to say hello and meet up and stuff like that. But holy crap, it's been, I can't believe it's already been almost a week since we started camping out.
I was telling Chris that my hair is officially a week old since I straightened it. And that's like, oh my God, the concert's about to be a week past already. That's wild. I feel like it was just yesterday.
I know, that went by so fast. But then I felt like when we were waiting in line, that was like it was like the longest day. So should we start from the beginning? That's a good place to start. Our initial plan was to start camping. Like, I don't know, it changed a lot because we weren't even going to stay in Asbury. Like,
we weren't even going to get a hotel. I was originally supposed to go to Connecticut. And we figured out that Connecticut was too far from where I am currently. So we all met up in Jersey. And then we had a hotel. They were originally going to like sleep in the hotel and then get to the venue like early in the morning and start camping out then. But when we got to the boardwalk, we decided to like scope out where the venue was just so we can get familiar with it. And we saw two Lovatics that were already camping out. This was at like 3 p.m. the day before the concert.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, shit, got to get our game on. So we saw them, we interacted, we started chatting. And basically they said that they were camping out and they planned to not leave that spot until the concert. So we were like, okay, bet. Paige moved her car like 4 different times.
Mm-hmm.
within like wherever we were parked to try and get a close spot. And then... yeah, we finally ended up just deciding to camp out with them for... we were only in the hotel for probably like 3 hours total.
Yeah, we...
for the day.
Like,
we
spent the night, but...
yeah.
Yeah, so we got there, like you said, 3. We went to like walk to Walgreens, got snacks, got like a chair, just trying to like, you know, figure out what we're going to do for the next 26
hours.
Showers. We went back to the hotel and then we relaxed for a little and then we came back. And that's when we ran into Demi, which we did just uploaded a whole episode on how we accidentally ran into Demi Lovato. That was not on the plans and on the agenda. So that was
not on my 2023 bingo card.
Yeah, we got back. It was so much fun. We were in line afterwards. It was like 8 o'clock until like 12:30. We probably stayed out there for and then went back to the hotel for a little to sleep. We had our spot. Like everyone was like, okay, they were here. Like, people were coming and going. People were leaving to go get food. Like, people would be gone for a while. And, like, you just had your spot. We, like, numbered our hands.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to talk about the numbers?
That was a whole freaking dilemma.
Basically, the first people that got there, we did an episode with Addie. It was Addie and her friend, the first people that got there. And then we got there right after, so me, Paige, and Ashley. So then once the line started getting, like, to 10, 15 people, everyone was starting to get real confused about where everyone was because there was the group that cut in front of Addie and Cam. So that was a whole debacle. So we decided
well,
to all
they figured it
yeah
out.
they figured it out, but at first it was like a like that was anxiety up here.
Oh my God, it was so bad. And then
because we were at Walgreens and Addie texted you like, oh, we lost our spot, and I was like,
yes, because there was like I'm not trying to like air their business, so I'm not even gonna say anything, but they have, you know, like they knew each other, but there was kind of like some tension between the two. But after we all met Demi, like everyone was like best friends. It was so crazy because we all were able to bond over that experience. So like Demi was like mending friendships, which was really cool. So so keep going.
Yeah, we all numbered ourselves like the first 25 people in line. And
I was
that,
number seven.
Yeah, I was number eight.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to be 3, 4, and 5, but you know,
whatever. That's okay.
But then that's where the funny thing happened, because there was people coming up to us and we had to like count ourselves off like 7 different times. People were coming around like, what's your number? What's your number? What's your number?
Yeah.
I felt like we were in like high school roll call or something. Like it was just like here, here, here.
Yeah.
We got to nighttime because then more people started showing up. Because we got there like the afternoon, but more people started showing up like that night before.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were playing, like we were playing card games. There were so many people that like came up to us and were like asking who we were camping out for, what we were doing.
Yep.
Like if I had a dollar for every person that asked us, it would be a lot.
Well, then that reminds me too, because then we got interviewed. Yeah, we got to talk to, was it North to Shore who was holding the event?
Yeah, so the entire event was NJ Performing Arts Center, but North to Shore is like the overall company that was hosting it, I guess. And the girl that's in charge, she came up to us and she was like, I admire your guys' dedication. I would love to have you for an interview. So we all got interviewed, all of us, as in like me, Paige, and a few other people that were like camping out.
We'll let you know if we ever see that interview. I don't know where that's going to be. Yeah. Everyone that was there, if you like talk to them, like they were just like, I'm so anxious. Like everyone was just so anxious. I mean, general admission that does that to people, because it's just, people are wild. We're going to talk about that probably in another episode, but it's just unexpected. You don't know what's going to happen. People are unpredictable. Fights break out at every general admission concert I've been to. I've seen fights. I've seen people passing out. So it's just scary and nerve wracking. So leading up to the trip, I honestly was like, I just want to get this over with, like leading up to the trip, which is so sad because normally I'm like really excited for Demi concerts and seeing you guys. But the anxiety was like, it was really bad. Like I was popping anxiety pills like they were freaking Skittles at the hotel, which I don't recommend doing. But
so many things that caused the anxiety just sky, like, because we were already anxious because it was GA and the whole line situation, like that made me really anxious because I did not expect to see people already waiting in line when we got there. I was like, oh shit, this is like real shit.
No,
like
I did not expect that.
I was more anxious and I was like, shit, what if we don't get a good spot, because what if like everyone and their mother starts showing up and lining up and we're like stuck. I don't know, my brain just, but then toward like the night before, was that the night before or the day of that the cop came?
The night before.
Okay, so it was right after we met Demi, like 2 hours after we met Demi on the boardwalk. Watch that video. The cop like rolled up to where we were all camping out, and like
I thought he was gonna tell us we can't line up there.
Yeah, that's, I thought so too. I think he like got moved, which was like whatever. But he like motioned like this to, and Addy went up to the car, and he was like, "I have some bad news for you. The concert is canceled." And like all of us were ready to fucking fight. Like
I was pulling up Twitter. I was like, "What the hell?" Like so I didn't hear anything.
I was ready to cry, but then we were all really confused because we literally just met Demi.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why would Demi cancel the concert if they were just on the boardwalk? So I was like, But then he must have jinxed something in the universe, because then the day of the concert, it's pouring down rain, hailing. It was nice that entire morning. And then I don't know, what was it, like 3 hours before the doors were supposed to open, it starts downpouring.
And thunder and lightning, like severe thunderstorms, hail.
Yeah.
But we had 7 people in my little freaking Nissan Sentra. 7 people.
Someone was sitting in Ren's car seat, someone was sitting on the cup holders. It was a mess. Literally everyone that was in the line, we all had to fucking flee because it was thunder and lightning. So there was at least like 4 cars full of like a bunch of people, and then there were still people that were waiting online like in the back, so I feel bad for them. They were probably soaked.
No, they probably like Ubered there, I would think, right? They didn't have like anywhere to go. And I wonder how many people unfortunately lost their spot in line because people were probably like so rude about, oh, like you left your spot. I don't know how we lucked out. Like
I manifested, prayed, whatever you guys believe in, like that's what we did so hard. Like in Paige's car, we were literally like, please.
Oh yeah, we did do it. We did.
We did a prayer. Yeah. And Allie, one of the girls we met, she like got, you know, asked her mom to look, watch over us and support us. And boom, Allie's mom came through. So thanks, Allie. But yeah, it was like an emotional roller coaster, honestly. And like everyone was already like sleep deprived also. So it was just all of that building on top of each other. So we were like anxious on top of annoyed, on top of tired, on top of like scared, like all of it just piling up. And and then like it was raining, so all of our stuff was ruined, so we couldn't even go back out and sit in line afterwards. We literally just
had to buy that freaking $45 crew neck.
Yeah,
I was pissed because I left mine out in the rain, and it was so cold after it rained. Then it was so hot for the show, so it's like I really didn't need it.
You guys don't know how me and Paige originally met. Paige is gonna link our Lovato Beach House videos down below. Mm-hmm. I have one on my channel, she has one on hers, and basically we're gonna do like a part two, because Demi just brought us so many people like that are so close to our hearts. Like we met our first core group of friends because of the Lovato Beach House, and now this concert brought us. I did not go into this concert expecting to come out with so many new friends. Like,
I'm trying to convince Angel, and we're trying to like save the funds up to go to Ohio. So make sure you guys watch on Spotify if you're not, because that helps.
Got to GoFundMe, guys.
Just so we can bring you guys more content as well. And then we're going to be like live streaming the show on our Instagram, Dare Little Me Podcast, definitely for the 4th of July. I'll like have Josh hold the phone. And then when we were waiting in line to be let into the venue, we were told that there was another line that was forming on the other side, that they were going to let both of us in at the same time. And this line had just formed probably like a couple hours before the show was, or before doors opened. So like they weren't there for very long. But then the security guard had, she was so nice. She was, she said something along the lines of like, I know you guys have been camping out for a really long time, so we're going to let you guys in first, which was really nice. I mean, they didn't have to do that. And Addie had said to like, ask, can you like pat the first 20 people down, like check us so that we can make, all we have to do is scan our ticket. We're ready to go in, so we don't have to like lose our spot. Yeah. So we ended up getting front row. But yeah, we talked about in the last episode that we just filmed with Addie, that we were like, because if you were running, like you were going to get kicked out. So we were like speed walking like this. And like, remember that person's like, slow down. Do you remember that?
I literally felt like one of those like grandmas in the mall before the stores open, like just getting my.
Yeah.
Like from where the door was to the very front of the stage, I swear to God, it felt like it was 3 miles.
It was a fucking mile. It was a mile. I wanted to just run so bad. After the Illinois State Fair show, there's like the video of them letting general admission in and people fucking running. And someone had told me that, I don't remember who told me in line, that someone ended up in a trash can, like pushed into a trash can, and like people were, it was very dangerous. So that was nothing, like it wasn't chaotic like that.
I enjoy that they said no running because it is less chaotic, but I remember Connecticut, like we booked it to the front when we got in.
Yeah. So I have to ask before I forget, which show did you like more for general, like just overall experience, I should say, Connecticut or New Jersey?
Jersey, for sure. We mentioned this in the last episode too. It's just Demi's vibe was so much different. Like mm-hmm. It felt like my very first concert was Demi World Tour, and it gave me those vibes again. Like just seeing Demi like happy and interacting, and like just the little dances that they were doing and smiling. Like I don't know, I feel like there was an energy at Connecticut, and like I said, I know Demi was sick, but like it literally just, like I felt like I was watching a completely different person. Like I could not stop smiling because it was just so cute and fun to watch. Like Demi put on a show for Jersey.
Oh my God, it was crazy. But before we get into that, we should talk about the waiting process once they let you in.
Yeah, so originally the show was supposed to start at 8. They let us in at 6, show was supposed to start at 8, which it already was annoying. We had to wait 2 hours because there was no opener or anything. Because we were literally just all standing in a crowd staring at the stage for 2 hours. And then,
well, randomly, you know what? Did you see how Lauren said in our group chat? Like, we're all there standing, like they're handing us waters, like we're dying, not literally. Yeah. People are passing out, fights are happening, and Demi's in the back like making TikTok videos. We're all freaking just hanging on by a thread and
really falling apart out there.
Demi's probably looking like pointing and laughing like, huh, look at these fools.
Like 2 hours, like that was already, like if there was an opener I wouldn't have minded, because like I think the wait was 2 hours in Connecticut too, but we had Royal and the Serpent to like watch while we were waiting. It was like this one, we were literally just sitting there with nothing. Like the only entertainment we had was the fights that broke out. They had one pack of water for the entire
I think they got two, but I don't know.
So only like the first two rows got water. We were all like passing it back. All of us were sharing water because we were all
I don't know how I didn't get sick. I fully expected to be sick, maybe with possibly with COVID after all that. Because you're so close and then you're sharing drinks. And I was like literally passing it to like strangers. I was like, I don't even care. Like we need, because it is so easy to pass out. And we were doing the, like we always recommend if you're going to a general admission concert, bend your knees all the time.
We have a video with our tips also from the Connecticut show if you want to watch that one. Where we get all the tips.
And then what else happened? Demi came on and
that was it.
No, that wasn't it, because your interaction with Demi.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, how did I forget? Bye. Okay. So I thought for some reason it was during Skin of My Teeth, but it was during 29. I still cry. I'm tearing up.
You were crying. I literally tears streaming.
I'm not crying Skyscraper, but when Demi looked at me during 29, I was.
He did this like face too. It was like I don't even know how to explain it.
It was such a genuine smile.
You were going like this.
Yeah.
And do you know how many times like you'll see people be like, "Oh my God, look at he's like." They're looking at me in my video, or so and so. This artist looked at me on stage, and you're like, "How do you even know that could be anybody?" Everyone around you was like, "Oh my God," because it was so clear as day. Literally, that Demi was looking at you and smiled at you because you're like this to them. And then the girl next to me was like, "I got the video of that," and like, because no one, I was trying to take pictures. And
of course, the one performance I wasn't recording, Demi fucking looked right at me, but I'm so glad to go behind us. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, Lovatics are so, like, we band together, like, we all know that, like, we all love the same person. So like when I like literally immediately after it happened, like I didn't even have to ask. She was just like, "I got a video," and I was like, "Oh my God, send it to me after the show, please." Mm-hmm. And she did. Like, so I have the video of it, so I can cherish it forever. But yeah, I'm just so glad. Like, the group we had around us was like lit. Like, we were vibing the entire time, all of us singing together. But yeah, that's my favorite moment for sure. Like, I literally, I never,
because then you're like, you turn around and you're like, "Oh my God," and then tears, like sobbing. Angel's sobbing, but it was like, it wasn't one of those moments where you're like, "Oh yeah, they think that that artist looked at them." Like, it was.
Look, everyone saw it. It was like Demi was right in front of me too. It wasn't even like over there and they looked off. Like, it was like they were right there and smiled at me. And I was like, I'd be like, "Did you see that?" Like,
yeah, we all were just like, "Oh my God!" At the same time, it was so cool
to hear the video. Like, right after it happened, everyone was like, "Oh my God!" In my hands, I was like, "Oh my God!"
So overall, it was just a really great concert. I mean, there was fighting, of course. Well, not us. Like, we didn't get into any drama. I've never gotten into any drama at all at any of these Demi concerts or any concert in general. I just don't have the energy for it. Like, some of these people,
especially after all of that waiting, like, I don't understand how they had the energy. We just waited in line for all that time, and you have the energy to pick a fight right now? Like, we're about to see Demi. Like, we were about to see Demi, and they were fighting. And it was so bad that, like, people kept pointing to the same group of people, and security said, like, "You got one more time or you're out," because it was, like, over and over again.
And then after the show, I also have to say that I met a bunch of you guys, and it was really sweet. People had mentioned that they watched the podcast. So thank you so much. Hopefully we run into some of you guys at Philly, so we can, you know, freak out over Demi together. That's always the best.
If you'll meet Demi randomly in Philly too,
you never know. Probably not in Philly. I don't think Demi will be, you know, strolling.
Maybe we'll see Demi getting a random cheesesteak or something. We can share a Philly cheesesteak with Demi.
And that'll be the next one. The title, we shared a Philly cheesesteak with Demi Lovato. Yeah. After the concert, I had a drive home, and I don't know if I drove you home, I dropped you off, and then I dropped Ashley off in the Bronx, which was fucking terrible. No offense, Ashley. I just don't like driving in the city at all. That's just,
New York is hectic as hell. Yeah.
It was so, I'm like, I understand, like, you know, the city that never sleeps, but damn, there were so many people and the traffic was so crazy. It was like 12 o'clock. I'm like,
at midnight. It shouldn't have been that bad.
And it was like uphill. It was very strange. And then what else? After I dropped her off, I had to call Josh on the phone. He had to talk to me the whole way home because I was gonna fall asleep at the wheel. It was so bad. We did not get any sleep. I got sick the next day. You know, it really did. It took a toll on me. Like, I feel like we should have been doing these general admission shows when we were all like younger. But Demi's like, "Okay, now that I'm 30 and you guys are pushing 30, We're gonna start the general admission camping out for over 24 hours thing.
I would definitely like seats. Like, I like the whole idea of the theater tours for Holy Fuck because it was more intimate and less people. But no, we need seats. We need
I
because
know.
the first
But
two
then
days
I
of the
also
house
like
was
the
like.
camping out and like interacting with people. Like, I love that. That's so fun. And you don't really get that with seats.
But like, yeah, it was good, just not for 30 plus hours. Like, I would have enjoyed that if we only had to camp out for like maybe the 8 hours before the show. But the whole day before, like, oh my God. Like, we made the best of it. We made friends. And don't get me wrong, like, it was some of the best memories that I'll ever have. But like, I'm still recovering from that, like, sleep wise. Like, I slept
I
until
know.
June yesterday, I think. It's
Yeah, I
catching
slept
up.
until 11 yesterday. Ren let me sleep until 11. I was like, thank you. She must know. She must sense that I'm freaking exhausted. Overall, how would you rate this concert?
Honestly, 9 out of 10.
I was gonna
Like,
say the same thing. I'm
yeah,
not sure
not
how
10 out of 10, just because it was so exhausting. Like, if
Yeah.
we didn't have to wait for 30 plus hours and everything, whatever, it would have been 10 out of 10. But yeah, once actually Demi came on, it was 10 out of 10. But the whole experience before that was kind of like,
I knew as soon as Demi was going to get on the stage that we would have like our 17th wind. Like, I knew it would come back. Like, we would have that
we were
energy
all
again.
literally so close to
You were
dropping
like,
right before. Like I literally, like, Paige, you were like swaying at one point. I was scared I was gonna have to like literally catch you. Like, Amanda was right next to me, and she, like, I could tell she was absolutely done. Like, her head was down. She was
the
like,
whole time. But then
yeah.
we Demi comes out, and we're like, what?
Yeah,
Like,
we're like, yeah, we totally.
we weren't just on our deathbeds just
Yeah.
minutes before.
Heat were killing us. Like, it was so bad.
It was rough, real rough, but
I couldn't walk up my stairs when I got home. Like, if my feet
my
were dead.
feet, oh, my feet hurt so bad. And I saw people wearing flip-flops. I'm like, honestly, good for you. I hope you're more comfortable than me because I was wearing sneakers and it was terrible.
I was
Oh
wearing
my
my
goodness.
comfiest sneakers and my feet still hurt. So it doesn't matter what shoes you wear. We were just waiting for too long.
Yeah, that was bad. But we wanted to do our highs and lows this week. So what is your low?
My low for the week is that, well, it's kind of like a joint, okay? So my low is that I miss my boyfriend. He's currently working and I'm not. So it's like I'm literally home all day alone. It just kind of sucks, and I miss him while he's at work.
Oh,
But then my high is that I just got a job. I had
another
an interview today. Yeah, another job. I had an interview today, but it's really good because it's my first job that's actually like in the social work field. For those of you guys that don't know, I'm going to grad school for social work, and I've never had like a job in that field. Like, and that's what I'm pushing for. So it's really exciting for me. Like, it's like getting my foot in the door and like actually being in the field that I want to. So hopefully I don't feel the need to quit this job because it's so
yeah.
stressful, because I actually want to do it. But I'm really excited to start July 10th, so right after the concert.
Oh, then that's a good way we could celebrate your new job over there. And so that is your high, you said, right? Obviously, that's not a low, of course. For my low, my anxiety, like I was talking about, has just been so bad even since the concert. It's been just like terrible. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing Demi with you guys in 2 weeks. That would be my high. Also, this past concert, obviously, this whole experience meeting Demi with you, and just being able to say that was is crazy to me. I still can't even believe it actually happened. Like, I will never, I don't even know what was going through my mind when I looked up and Demi's just like crossing the
What if
street.
you never looked up? What if you just like kept walking?
I know, what if I was on my phone?
Yeah,
Like,
like
it's
I was on
because
my phone. That's why I didn't believe you.
It's because I was looking at the freaking arena, you know, or the Stone Pony. I was like so freaking anxious. Like, you know, I was so anxious. And then I did a double take. I'm like, holy shit, there's Demi and Jutes. It was just wild.
I will think about that forever. I'll be telling my grandkids that I met Demi Lovato on the boardwalk. Like, I
Like,
literally.
this is where I took a photo with Demi Lovato.
This spot right here.
Yeah.
And then, like, there was so many fun memories, though. Like, even like on the beach when Lauren lost her phone,
Oh
and
yeah,
like,
that was so fun for I'm sure Lauren loved that. That was so
well, I
fun
was saying,
for
like,
Lauren.
looking back on it, it was funny because, like, we
We
literally,
found the phone.
yeah,
That was
so
scary.
many fun. We took pictures on the beach, that was so fun. Like, just I don't know, like, I think, like, there was just so many little fun memories, tidbits that, like, I think about, and I'm like,
I loved
it
walking
really
like
was an
the
overall fun trip.
I loved walking the boardwalk at night when it was the night before the concert and we were trying to like go to the bathroom. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, all of us just like walking in our hoodies and pajamas, like all along the boardwalk at midnight, and nothing was open. Like,
Yeah, we're like, oh, we should go on the beach.
okay.
But I think that's it for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're gonna be filming another video. I'm not sure which one's gonna go up first, but make sure you check out our most recent videos because it helps us out a lot. And make sure you're subscribed to us on YouTube if you haven't. We're almost to 600 subscribers.
Which
And
is more than halfway to monetization. So,
yes, so we appreciate you guys. Thank you. I'm getting tired. I'm like, oh man, I feel like we're at the concert again. Thank you guys so much for
reliving
watching
it.
this week's episode of the Dear
And
Little
we'll catch
Podcast.
you next week or tomorrow. I mean, we literally just filmed. We'll catch you next week for your weekly dose of Demi. We love you guys so much. And thanks for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
Bye.